Well, welcome everybody to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church today on this cold, frosty, unexpected Sunday. I understand tomorrow's supposed to be 60 and sunny for opening day for baseball. Could have been today, would have been nice. As you can see today that Leonard's not here. Leonard's not been feeling well. He's running a high temperature, so we're filling in for Leonard today. I'm looking forward to a very interesting sermon from Bill, and expect the unexpected. And it was very appropriate that it was picked out earlier in the week, so it fits the bill for this week. A few announcements. First is that I've got some news from Patty Hall that she has to get rid of her two cats, and she's looking for a home for her two cats. So if anybody would like to help Patty out with that, please go see Patty after the service. So I know it's really sad when you have to get rid of your pets that you love so much. Reminder that let me get my notes here right. So the Easter flyer signups in the back of the church, so please sign up for that. Church is participating in one great hour of sharing. Collection will be taken on Palm Sunday. On April 27th, we're going to have our second annual Lay Sunday, even though this is kind of a dry run for our Lay Sunday, I guess. So if you're interested in participating, please see Arlie or sign up in the back. We do need a volunteer to fill in for the role that Linda Meyer's been doing with the luncheons every month. So if you have an interest in that, please contact Linda, and her phone number is in the bulletin. And we do want to extend our sympathies to the family of Hilda Thompson and the loss of her husband, Gerald, and to the Ron Anderson family and the death of his mother, Marie. So please take your red pew books and sign them and pass them down if you haven't done so already. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we'll start off with our first hymn of praise, This Is the Day. Please join us in our prayer confession. Dear God, we worship you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
We are so thankful that you love us. Forgive us when we do not return your love. Lead us into paths of righteousness. Help us to heal when we feel alone. Remind us that you are always with us. Show us how to share your love with others. May we come to believe that our pain, fear, and anxiety are only temporary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as
So please join together and let's say together the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please take a moment and greet your friends and neighbors around you. Someone new, please introduce yourself. Well, very beautiful as always. Thank you, choir. Our Responsive reading is Assurance, number 672, in your red pew hymnals. We know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
And to whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us?
He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
Who will bring the charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies.
Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things come, nor powers,
nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
So I'm told by the elder on the door, Paul, that we had no prayer or praise request, so I will go with our pastoral prayer and then lead you into the Lord's Prayer. Fret not, you'll hear from Paul. He was going to read the scripture today instead of Bill, so you'll hear from Paul. Heavenly Father, we're very thankful to be here today. Please keep all those persons in prayers for those who are listed in the bulletins. Please keep Leonard in your prayers that he recovers quickly and gets back up on his feet. We pray for all those families that were affected by the mudslides up in Washington State. And we also pray for all those families with all the uncertainty with the Malaysia flight, that they get some closure sometime soon. And Lord, we pray for this church and its continued good works that we do for this community. In the name of the Father, we pray. Join us with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So the next hymn of preparation is The Lord is My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want, number 50.
Thank you.
let's join together with our tithes and offerings. For these tithes and offerings, and for all the time and efforts that all the people of this church come together to serve you and serve this community and to keep spreading the good word. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I call up Paul McComb to read the scripture.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint oil, my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bless the reading.
Earlier this week, when Leonard sent me the scripture, he also told me the title of his message, which was Expect the Unexpected. It does appear to be very prophetic in its nature. For there's a number of us this morning who did not expect to do what we're doing. Me being one of them. So let me begin with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please be kind, lead me in your message, that the people of this church will be enriched by your word. Amen. Since I elected to attend the Reformed Presbyterian Church, a number of people have asked me, well, what's the difference between the Reformed Presbyterians and the Presbyterians USA denominations? Although I'm not fully able to address this, I do know that there was one significant difference that I noticed in their worship service. They sing only the Psalms. They sing it without accompaniment, a cappella, and they sing it in parts, without a choir. Now, there's something wonderful to sitting in with a group of men and women singing the Psalms like that. But I have to say, personally, I still like singing the hymns. I love hearing the choir sing. And of course, I love Mickey and Sean accompanying us. Now, the Psalms were written about 100 BC during the life of King David, with many of the Psalms being attributed directly to him. The Psalms were written in worship of God during times of sorrow and joy, peace and turmoil, doubt and in faith. But regardless of the circumstance, the Psalms still offer us hope of peace and rest in the protection of God. One of the best known Psalms is our scripture for day, Psalm 23. In this Psalm, King David used the metaphor of the Good Shepherd, who is dedicated to leading, protecting, and caring for his flock, to describe the nature of Jesus. Jesus referred to himself as, I am the good shepherd. The Lord, as good shepherd, desires to see us, his flock, safe and protected, nourished both in body and in soul, and calm and peaceful at all times. In Jesus' final instructions to Peter, he again reveals his concern for his flock. Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep." So let us explore Psalm 23 phrase by phrase to see the richness of the Lord's message and the Lord's love for us. The Lord is my shepherd. In the opening phrase, it proclaims the Psalm's metaphoric truth that Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. David, too, having been a shepherd, knows from his experience that the well-being of the flock is totally dependent upon the shepherd. A good shepherd cares for his flock, even up to giving his life to protect and save his flock. Jesus is the good shepherd who was prepared to offer himself up as the perfect sin sacrifice to save all of us. He said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes them from me, but I lay down my life in my own accord. I have the authority to lay down my life and the authority to take it up again." And then he said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." I lack nothing. The good shepherd will provide our needs if only we trust and rely on him. We may not be given everything we want, but he promises to provide us our daily bread. All we have to do is to hear his voice and be obedient to his will. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." On one level, this phrase seems to imply that the Good Shepherd will again provide us with daily food and water. However, the image of the green pastures and the quiet waters also invokes a feeling of peace, rest, and refreshment. After a long day of running in the world's rat race, it is calming and soothing to spend some time in the presence of the Good Shepherd, reading Scripture and listening to the Holy Spirit. It relieves one's fears and anxieties, for the Lord Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. In life, we are faced with many difficult paths. We will face difficult decisions. Sometimes it is hard to determine the right path. Jesus promised that God would send to us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to teach us all things and to remind us of what the Lord Jesus taught us. The Holy Spirit will protect us from making wrong decisions. He will gently prod us back into the fold when we are about to go astray from his will. Thank you for the musical interlude. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." For sheep, the world is full of dangers. It's a scary place. There are wolves and lions. There are snares and deep holes that lead to death. The shepherd has a rod to stave off the wolves and the lions. He carries a crook to hook and bring up his sheep from the deepest hole. Our good shepherd also protects us from the intentions of the evil one and rescues us from the depths of our sin. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup overflows. Here David departs from the metaphor of the shepherd and begins to praise and worship the Lord. David praises the Lord for hosting a feast at a table for us while we are still in this world. The table on which God has placed everything for our nourishment of our souls. This is the reference to the communion table where God, through his grace, has placed on the table the bread of life for our souls and more than enough wine to cleanse our souls, more wine than we deserve because of our evil nature. Jesus, our host at the table, at the communion table, provides for our salvation through the grace of God. You anoint my head with oil. The origin of anointing was the practice of the shepherds pouring scented oil on the heads of their sheep to protect them from lice and insects. From this, it became a practice to anoint people with scented oil as a symbolic act of blessing and setting them apart for a special purpose. David is praising God for his grace in anointing us, setting his seal of ownership on us, and putting his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and as the Good Shepherd, he will provide for our salvation so that when the time comes, we may have eternal life and live with him forever. It is no wonder that Psalm 23 has been a comfort and a peace to millions and millions of believers over the time. This psalm elegantly illustrates that if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd will meet our daily needs, give us peace and comfort, guide us towards righteousness with his word and with his Holy Spirit. He will protect us when we are threatened by the evil one. He will rescue us from the depths of our sin. Not only does God provide for our earthly needs, but he has also provided for our salvation through God's good grace.
Bill, thank you for that wonderful message from Psalm 23. Our hymn of response is Shepherd of Love, hymn 464. Thank you. As you prepare to leave this sanctuary today, I hope that you felt fellowship for one another. I hope you feel a true sense of joy. I hope that you go away from this body of Christ and go out into the world with your family, friends, and neighbors and begin to share that joy. That joy that comes from relationship with your Lord Jesus Christ, your Heavenly Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.